All right, let's get to all 32 guys. Let's go over to the NFL a little bit, a little all 32. I'm going to turn my direction to some comments from Kyle Shanahan once again on the kickoffs. Everybody's trying to feel this thing
back
out.
Back on the kickoffs.
So he was asked about an idea. Someone in the media there said, hey, you know, why not just, you know, kick it off and go to the end zone and give it up at the 30-yard line, right? Touchback, 30-yard line, and just be happy with it. Some coaches have mentioned that. Shanahan said, quote, it's a hell of an idea. I haven't thought of that. Yeah, we're all talking about that. It looks like it'll make a lot of sense once the season starts. But this was our first week doing it. It was our first week really getting more teams. He went on to say, when you can start there at the 30 and the average starting line's at 29, doesn't seem like there's that much of a difference to go with the risk of it. And that's the part where right now everybody's in the NFL office is in competition committee is, you know, puffing their chests out like, see, this rule has worked. 82%, wasn't it, Cody?
Yeah, returns.
Are returning kicks
right now. Because
they're
all trying to figure out
how to return. Every team's returning right now. What happens in a couple weeks in the regular season, that's where we'll be able to tell, because the risk may not be worth it. If you're saying that teams are returning on average to the 29-yard line, but occasionally there's a big return, one missed tackle, and they're gone.
Yeah.
Well, then teams may say, screw it, fine. We'll just do the touchback thing again, which is not what the league wants, but we'll do the touchback thing. We'll let you have the ball at the 30. Like, it could happen that way if the average return is going to be the 30 anyway.
They could tweak it, though. I mean, they could make it the 35.
They got to penalize it.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
yeah, make it the 35 for the touchback. That, to me, is an easy switch if you're the league and you find out that the teams are like, cost-benefit analysis says, screw it, bury the damn thing in the end zone and let's just call it a day. Because if teams do shift that, but I told you that 5 yards is not nothing. Teams know that it's not nothing. But to your point, if the new league means the kickoff returns are so successful that the average is the 29, well, then, yeah, that it's like you've been asking teams to return it. What happened was teams stopped returning because the benefit wasn't worth it. They weren't getting to the same yard line they were getting it. Now the benefit's back for the team to return it, but the kicking team's like, there's no benefit. So why would I let them touch the football? Which adds a whole nother problem. We were talking about running backs earlier and what the Chiefs might have to do, depending on as Clyde Edwards-Helaire illness keeps coming up. Well, Mike McDaniel seems awfully bullish about his group, saying that he thinks, who says we have two starting running backs? We might have four. And while I thought that was ridiculous, first, I looked at their running back roster.
It's good room.
And really good. Really, really good. Jeff Wilson, Raheem Mostert, Devin Achane, to the point that this is like one of those.
They should trade one of them.
You know when you like you get in these sports conversations. Yeah, I agree on that part for starters. But do you know those like every once in a while you get in like a static sports conversation with a stranger or a family member, Gold, that seems so surface level where they try to oversimplify something to the point that you're like, it can't just be that simple. This is the only one that I honestly believe. Someone help me understand why every team in the NFL doesn't use the run game of the 49ers and the Miami Dolphins. Just help me understand it. It can't be. This isn't like a quarterback talent thing. It doesn't matter what running backs they have. It doesn't matter who's in the room. It literally doesn't matter. They make any running back look successful. I thought that for 10, 15 straight years with Mike Shanahan in Denver when he would just run out, not Terrell Davis, people you'd never heard of.
Alandis Gary.
I bet you've never heard of.
Remember Alandis Gary? Was that his name?
Or Ruben Drones.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How the hell was he a successful running back? Why doesn't every team in the league? I'm serious. Why didn't every team in the league just run the ball with their scheme? Can't you just do a different path? Can you not just do their running scheme? This seems over. I'm dead serious asking. Is it too simple?
Sorry, I went down a Alandis Gary rabbit hole. His first year with the Broncos. Did you know Alandis Gary rushed for 1,159 yards his rookie year, or his first year, not rookie year, but first year with the Broncos? And then after that, he had a combined 700 yards the rest of the 4 years after.
It doesn't
that matter,
dude. For 1 year, Ruben Drones, a player I guarantee you've never thought of ever again, was a starter for Denver for a single year and had 275 carries for 1,250 yards and 8 touchdowns. It's just like, it doesn't matter. Just, it doesn't matter. There should be no other run scheme anyone runs in the NFL except for that one.
I hope you guys don't feel this way that it's just not needed, but one thing that I think the NFL should be doing is having some themed nights.
Themed? Like college?
Yeah, sure, like a whiteout. Chiefs all white jerseys, the white helmet. I know that they've never done this, but why not have something like that to encourage people To not necessarily come out because it's always
NFL,
a sellout.
I'm having trouble getting people to show up.
But why would we not like make it more fun? Like you hear the no fun league all the time. Like let's make it more interesting. Yeah, like some theme nights.
True.
In particular, the Bengals are doing the whiteout. They're doing the stripe stuff. The Chiefs can do something to make it look even better. Like just make it awesome. I think that there's a way to
look. I think this is a very college thing. I think this is a high school, college, and minor league thing. The NFL doesn't need theme nights. This seems like something that happens in Cincinnati when you don't have tradition, you don't have winning championships. Theme nights is it? We don't need to have the cast from Saved by the Bell come by because they can't get excited for a football game. We don't need theme nights at Arrowhead.
You don't want a whiteout?
Mahomes
I like it in college.
Mahomes and Kelsey bringing, is the no. show already.
Hey, you know what? The
it's
Chiefs
not
have...
About, it's hold not on. About, it's you're not forgetting about... bringing more people out.
You're forgetting about Chiefs theme night. They hang a banner every year. It's a theme. They're doing it 2 years in a row, Gold. 3 of the last 5.
Yeah, the Royals do theme nights as the text line points out. That's because they have 80-plus home games.
Baseball's
and
different.
They also can't get 30,000 every night out there.
It's not about bringing more people into the stadium, but it's... To
you just want to like have a vibe.
Yeah, have a
vibes.
Vibe. There's no.
All right, we got to get Drew out to Arrowhead. There is a vibe.
No. There's not a vibe.
At Arrowhead, there's definitely
there's
a vibe.
There's a vibe at Arrowhead, man.
There's not a vibe at any NFL state. There's no vibe at any NFL stadium.
You're
going
to regret saying that
there is
to
no
this
vibe.
City.
True, you're killing me. There's no vibe? What do you mean there's no vibe at Arrowhead?
There's no vibe at Bengals games. There's no vibe at Colts games.
Well, maybe that's true there. I don't know. I haven't been there.
You go to the game.
There's definitely a vibe at
For spending the amount of money that you need to now to go to a Chiefs game,
sure.
it's not worth the moment to go to a Raiders Chiefs game in Arrowhead Stadium. It's not worth it.
True, you can't say this yet. You're gonna find you can't say this yet.
His opinion's gonna change. We're gonna go to a Chiefs game this year.
No, the opinion's not gonna. Look, the Tomahawk Chalk can be great. Everything about the game day can be great. But if you look back and say, man, I spent $700 on this day, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth. The moment it wasn't worth the 4 hours.
And you think by having a whiteout, it's worth it? You think the $700 is worth it because we all wear the same shirt?
We all wear a white t-shirt?
The idea of, hey, you get to come and watch the Chiefs spend $700. No.
That's a whole different conversation, though, just about like...
Yeah, that's just cost.
It costs. No. Has nothing to do with themes. What Cincinnati, what theme do they do that's so cool?
I mean, the Stripe the Jungle thing was great. It had everybody talking on social media. It was great. It was a huge thing. The Chiefs can... I know the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, and I know they have the best quarterback in the NFL, but why not make Arrowhead more worth... Have a whiteout on the Thursday night game against the Raiders.
Because they don't need... Because it's a sea of red. It's a sea of red of Arrowhead. We don't need a whiteout. We
it's
don't
not
need
even a red sea because not everybody's wearing red. Like you need to, that's what you need. You need to lean into...
This
the
is
modern
painful.
NFL.
This is painful for me, Drew. This whole all 32 is painful now.
No. Someone said I got to get Drew in the suite. Do it.
We got to get you to Arrowhead. You think there's no vibe there? What? We got to get you in the stands.
No Drew, just
there's no vibe.
I'm gonna do you a favor. We got to go to break anyway. I would not say that take on the air.
Hang on.
I'm just gonna help you out.
Hold on. If they didn't have the Super Bowls. Is there other than the Tomahawk Chop? Why should people go to Arrowhead Stadium if they don't have the Super Bowls? I know that's
tailgating,
the reason.
The tailgating. It's basically it's compared to a college atmosphere. Everybody across the country has agreed.
So why shouldn't the Chiefs lean in to the college atmosphere if they already have it?
It already feels that way.
No,
how can you say that? You
can have the tailgating, but it's not. True. To have a theme night in the stadium, it's something that people talk about more than, oh, I wonder how many yards Patrick Mahomes is going to throw for. It's a little extra. Throw in a little extra.
Gold, take us to break.
Can I hit the break button? I almost just want, I there's nothing for me to even say. I am stunned. I have to take a deep breath and then we'll
think
get
about
back.
It.
I got to take a deep breath. We'll be right back.